I think, we're further ahead than we were last time we got together, but, you know, a lot of our emphasis and attention has gone to hiring the staff. I think, it's a lot of hard work to collect a lot of very talented guys. And so, really, we've been into the roster probably for about 10 days as coaches and, starting obviously with our team. We're not up against any kind of deadline at this point, so you know, we're just continuing to evaluate and gather information so we make good decisions. We met with, quite a few of our players. I can't say every single one, but the majority of them. Well, like I said, we're not up against a deadline. You know, we're my experience has always been to be still, gather the information, and in turn, you usually make better decisions. So we're in that process, and we'll keep you posted. I think I said I met with them. I don't understand. Jay's one of them we've met with, yes. Well, I think it's a little hard to say right now. I mean, we're going to be out of a 3-4, terminology-wise. We haven't had our players on the grass yet, so until we evaluate that, we've looked at a whole lot of tape, not as much as we need to continue to do. And they'll help us define what we're going to be and how we're going to use the pieces. Yeah, I mean, I think off of tape, I'm confident that, we can piece together a good defense. And, it's still too early in the process. Like I said, we've not had a practice or been on the grass yet. And typically, in my experience, players define that when you get to that point. Well, I think in coaching in this league, I think, what you put on tape is your resume. There's all kind of different stuff on the outside, but I think when you look at what they've created or accumulated on a resume, obviously Adam over a shorter period of time in that role, and Vic over a pretty substantial length of time, both have got a lot of skins on the wall.
John, there was a report that you guys met with Jackson Powell this morning. You guys had history together in Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's obviously interest, or we probably wouldn't have met with him. He's, again, a guy that's had opportunities as a starter in this league. He's served as a backup. He's the right kind of guy, I know from my perspective, that you want on your football team. So we'll see where it goes. He's got relationships with a lot of people in this league, and, that have high opinions of him. And, we'll see where that goes. I haven't had a chance to really evaluate it at great length. I took the job, so I feel good about it. Statements right now, where the strengths and the weaknesses are, like I mentioned earlier, we haven't had a practice yet. So, what I've seen, I feel good about, and we'll see what we do with it moving forward. There's a lot of reasons, that happen. I've been, part of a 2-14 season. I've been blessed to not have too many of those. But it happens, and it's tough. And, I'm looking forward to see, how to fix that, not so much how to evaluate what happened, because I wasn't here.
But is it those two intertwined? You got to figure out what was wrong to fix it?
Well, there's a lot to figure out. I mean, you're competing against 31 of the best people in the world that do what they do, and football teams alongside of them. So, there's nothing about this easy. And so, but that's what makes it exciting.
Even if Jay Cutler is your quarterback, do you feel like you need to do the homework on the draft prospects at quarterback?
We're going to look at all avenues, whether it's free agency, whether it's evaluating and aligning our roster correctly. Obviously, the draft, because that's where you get young players that you can build in your system, but to be core guys. All those avenues are going to be things that you looked at to get better.
Jay,
you know, so we're in that process now.
John, what is your approach towards developing or enhancing or encouraging the leadership on your roster?
You know, it's you know, it's part of the game, you know, is you know, as I think I mentioned before, is you're evaluating and trying to acquire the best human talent you can find and then motivating them on a daily basis to be the best they can be. I think sometimes that's the edge that you have with a league built for parity. And so leadership is real important. I think you can develop it just like you can blocking and tackling techniques. So, you know, and that starts upstairs too, you know, as far as that talent, you know, and putting together coaching staff is a big piece. It's definitely not a one-man show. It never has been, never will be. So you're dealing with people, and it helps to have good people. You know, I think I haven't had really a chance to visit about that, but I will say that regardless of who it is, you know, I think their focus and energy, you know, needs to remain on what's going to help us win a championship.
I know you said you've had 10 days to evaluate, but do you think Jay is a quarterback that can take you guys to where you want to go?
So we're going to answer this about 8 different ways, or where are we going
to?
I don't think there's any question, you know, that there's ability and talent there, but, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it, and we're evaluating that as we speak.
With Brandon, what do you know about him as a player? What do you want to learn and determine whether he's a fit?
Well, I think he's had great production. You know, I think he's a guy that's a big target. I think that helps you a lot in the red area. You know, and he's done it in this league. So, you know, we're trying to evaluate where everybody fits and how we best use them. And, you know, again, trying to put the best football team on the field. And he's part of that process.
John, were you satisfied with Brandon Marshall? Were you satisfied when you talked to him about his focus being on football and what he
had? You know, I don't know if it's fair to kind of give a full evaluation. You know, I think, you know, we only took part of the test, so we still got more questions on the test, and you know, we'll continue down that path and hopefully make the best decision for our football team.
John, I don't know how much you've scouted the division yet, but how would you and your staff react if Ndamukong Suh was to leave the Lions?
Where would he be going? all seriousness, I mean, he's a tremendous player, and we can't talk about evaluating him whether he's somewhere else or not. But, you know, I'm sure he'll do what's best for he and his family.
Hey, John, what is the process, though, of getting familiar with the division?
Well, you look at a lot of tape. You know, you do a lot of research. No matter what division you've been in, you know, what side, conference, AFC or NFC, you know, obviously knowing your opponent's important. And, you know, that'll be part of our preparation, our film study, once we get through the personnel phase, because that's an important phase as well, scheme-wise. You know, I think we've got pretty good familiarity with our schedule in that we play both West Conference divisions. You know, really probably the most work we have to do is in our division. So we'll have plenty of time to do that.
In any way, is it a good thing that two of the other three teams in the division have guys that were first-year head coaches last year, so there's not a lot of
them? You know, again, I don't really measure all that. You know, I just think as I mentioned before, I've got great respect for every team in this league and the people involved in those teams.
John, do you have the personnel on the roster right now to play
a 3-4? Yeah, I think sometimes a lot's made, you know, and particularly on the outside about the 3-4 and the 4-3. I mean, generally the spacings are very similar. Like all coaching or of any defense, you know, it's really putting your players in the best positions to have them have success. And again, without being on the grass, it's really hard for me to stand up here and, you know, say much more than that.
Is it kind of a nickel defense league anyway now?
Well, you do get more into that. In most cases, everybody turns into a 4-3. It's increasing as we speak. But it's definitely, you know, way more nickel or sub defenses involved, you know, in games today. Well, I think, you know, anytime you come to an organization and there's been guys like a Charles Tillman, Lance Briggs, You know, they've been great Bears, and they've accomplished a lot, done a lot for our organization, our football team, as well as our city. And so, you know, going forward, I think, you know, sometimes it's, you know, you just evaluate. But I would like to preface it by saying they've been great Bears, and they've got, I know, ownerships and our organization's deepest respect. I think just getting to know him. I think, you know, everybody's got perceptions. But I think, you know, getting to know the guy, you know, this is a relationship business. And that takes time. You know, so I don't want to stand up here and give you a final evaluation when, you know, I'm maybe a fourth through the test. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we'll line them both up there. What they become will be up to them. I think, you know, in Willie's case, he's coming off an Achilles surgery. You know, same thing with Lamar Houston coming off an ACL. You know, I had two guys a year ago, Chris Harris and Von Miller, they were coming off ACLs, and they had Pro Bowl seasons. So, again, that's all part of the process, you know, getting guys healthy, their rehab, medically getting them ready to play. And, you know, we're working on that as we speak daily. Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't seen that, right? So it'd be hard for me to evaluate it until, you know, we get him out there. But he's a good football player. He's got good football instincts. And my experience has been that works in a two-point or a three-point. You know, I really can't comment. Again, that's a different team and a guy under contract with another team. You know, I know Peyton will do what's best for he and his family, and I would – expect that. Well, my experience coming in new, you know, typically you're not coming in new usually unless they've lost their fair share. You know, sometimes you just got to take it with a grain of salt. Sometimes there's negativity in the building, the evaluations. I think the exciting thing for players and coaches coming in new, you have a fresh slate. Guys can fall into some whatever role they had earlier. You know, my experience has been you're kind of excited after your first practice, and so I anticipate that being similar to that. And you know, we'll juggle that once we get a chance to watch them play and perform. Well, I think, you know, again, as I mentioned before, this game's about relationships. And, you know, it's hard enough when you're arm in arm on all this stuff. It's not always the case. But I think I know in my experience with Ryan thus far, you know, he's very, very smart. He's tremendously organized, and he's tremendously humble. And I think, you know, I'm excited about getting this going. So it's been a fun month, and I look forward to many more to come. You know, I think evaluation is evaluation, and you know, there's all kind of leaps of faith you take, whether it's the 3-4 2-point guy or the 4-3 3-point guy. You know, I think safeties is a unique position because it does require really good disciplined eyes. You know, how they evaluate run and pass. You know, I don't think that's going to change that much over the years. You know, I came into this league as a DB coach, so I've been doing it for a minute. And, you know, again, that's all part of the competition in this thing is, you know, evaluating young talent. And most of your successful teams have done a good job with that.
Justin Manton, kicker, Louisiana Monroe, table 2. Hold on. Justin Manton, kicker, Louisiana Monroe, table 2.
I don't see anybody getting up. You know, I think, you know, as a coach on the sideline on game day, you know, you have that red flag. It's an opportunity to fix something maybe, in your opinion. They're not going to increase the number of challenges. So, in my opinion, I think, you know, whatever kind of call, whether it could be a penalty or even the current things you can challenge, I don't see the harm in it personally. But we get to talk about that in March at the league meetings.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.